The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I've heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. If you love me, this gospel starts with this requirement. God has an expectation. Our hearts desire to love and to be loved by Jesus, who is the incarnate Word. So let's start here today. We have been created to love God. So where is your heart? What do you love? Maybe there's many answers. I love sports. I love movies. I love video games. I love outdoor activities. That's not my list, by the way. Some of it is. How much time, then, do we spend thinking about the love of God? Is it possible that some of us spend more time on love of self? Do some people spend too much time on the love of money? But also good things too, spending time loving our family, our friends, the important people of our lives. Okay, now we're getting closer to the important kind of love. I would presume that most of you spend some time praying, either daily or weekly or at some point in your life. Do you pray every day? Do you just pray when there's a need for something? Do you pray for things to happen your way? Or do you pray just to do the will of God? The early history of the United States is one that has experienced many things, experienced war and revolution, the building of a new nation, but also many things that are hard sometimes to face. Slavery, many atrocities, civil war. There's many ups and many downs in our history. In the earliest of the days of our country, after not long after the Revolutionary War, the government would often declare what they called days of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. This went on for many years. At particular times, or whenever the leaders of local governments or our national government would feel it's time, they would call for a day of prayer. And even to this very day, a national day of prayer happens every year, declared by our president. I came across this very interesting statement by Abraham Lincoln commenting on the struggle in the nation with prayer, but also belief in God and how it affects our lives. Can you imagine a president today talking about the power of prayer in God? This is what he said, and it's interesting. On March 30th, 1863, Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a day, a national day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And he said this as he declared this day: "The awful calamity of civil war may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have forgotten God. We have vainly imagined, in the deceitfulness of our hearts, that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too proud to pray to the God that made us. It would be good for us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins." He was talking about a forgetting of God. And this is something that has been a part of our history, not just our country, but the world from the beginning. The struggle with prayer, the struggle with religion, the struggle with God, this is not a new issue in our world or nation. Now, can you guess today in our world, what is the most persecuted religion? You might be surprised to know that the answer is Christianity. In the most recent of studies, in 2019, a report was issued by the British Secretary of Foreign Minister, Jeremy Hunt, on the extent of the global persecution of Christians. And the report showed an alarming truth. Then Anglican Bishop Philip Montstephen, who conducted this review and gave the report, he offered this statement: "Evidence shows not only the geographic spread of anti-Christian persecution, but also its increasing severity. In some regions, the level and nature of persecution is arguably coming close to meeting the international definition of genocide, according to that adopted by the United Nations." What is our response to this? Remember what happened when Jesus was on the cross. Most of his followers left him. When he offered his life for the salvation of the world, many said, "Oh, he's just a good preacher, prophet." They stopped following him. They forgot him. Of course, thankfully, not all did. Thankfully, his apostles remained. Our hearts must not fall into the evil of indifference. We must not walk away in fear of what can happen if we are Christian and Catholic and believe in Jesus. Do you love Jesus? He's with us. Do you know and love the Father in heaven? He is with us. Do you trust in the promise of the kingdom? Jesus tells us this truth that comes from the Father. I will not leave you orphans. Love God. Remain in the church. Live in the Spirit. Philip, Peter, and John in the first reading, they were proclaiming Christ, calling down the Holy Spirit, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and calling all people to believe. Will we face persecution because of our belief in Jesus and his church? Yes. But we will not do it alone. Jesus is with us until the end of the age. Love God. Remain in the church. Live in the Spirit. Peter says to us, always be ready to offer a reason for your hope. Can you explain your faith to someone? If you are asked the question, oh, what do you believe? Tell me about your belief in Jesus. Why do you believe in Jesus? Can you offer a basic proclamation of your faith in Jesus? May I encourage you to, if that happens to you, one, not be afraid, and two, use what you know. For example, all of us know the creed. We say it every Sunday. You could probably spout off the Nicene Creed from memory without much thought, at least when you're at Mass, right? I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven, and blah, 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 blah. We know it. We recite that for a reason. It is our proclamation of faith. It's what we believe. So use it. You can answer the question very easily. Why do you believe in Jesus? You could say, I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Word that became flesh and lives among us. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, for the salvation of the world. He rose on the third day to save us. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Holy Spirit guides us to all truth. He guides us to Jesus. I believe in the one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Now, if you were asked the question, you could use some of that. You've got it within you to proclaim Jesus. We must do it. Use our creed to tell people about God. Pray daily to know God more and to receive his love. Relationship with God is everything. It's so important to our life. Call upon the Holy Spirit in your life. Trust that Jesus is with us always. So that when Jesus asks you, "Do you love me?" you can reply with confidence, "Yes, Lord, we do love you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.